As a result like that coming at the weekend, did you get a feeling that you were due a big one?
After the Blackpool performance, I think I said to you I was disappointed that we probably didn't win by more goals. So I think you see the confidence that's in the players now is more so performing at home. We haven't done that particularly well on back-to-back, and to get 8 goals, is it, in the last 2 home games and 2 clean sheets. And again, it breeds confidence that a lot of whatever level you work at with it, whether it's Premiership, Championship, League One or League Two, professional footballers play very well when they're full of confidence. At the moment, we are full of confidence.
And you've got a bit of breathing space there now, a 4-point gap between yourselves and the bottom three. This is an opportunity to extend that, isn't it, and to move away from that bottom three.
Well, I keep saying to the players, look upwards and let's claw a few teams in. The way our results have been at the moment, there'll be teams trying to work out, well, nobody probably saw that result coming on Saturday, even to myself, really. I just know that I was every confident we were going to win the game. To win 6-0, like I say, was a bonus for us. Our goal difference is probably worth a point as well, because we're minus one as such. There's teams in and around us, minus 15, minus 20, whatever. But the pleasing thing is, like I say, is that the 3 points pushed us up the league. It was only 3 points, but a fantastic performance. But we're looking upwards now and trying to claw teams a bit closer to us as well.
How surprised are you that you're not the permanent manager of Sheffield Wednesday today?
Well, on the back of a 6-0, obviously I expected that good conversation with the chairman. But like I say, all I can do is control what I can control, get the team ready. I'm trying to get them ready to win the FA Cup replay against Macclesfield tomorrow. And then hopefully I'll be getting prepared for Burnley on Saturday.
When you spoke to the chairman, did you ask him why you weren't the permanent manager?
No, it's like after a game, after dealing with all the Sky and dealing with yourselves, the radio and the written press. So I was probably half an hour away from getting back in to seeing the chairman. Suddenly, I had a quick 2 minutes with him as such. He congratulated us, the team and myself, with the performance as well. No, again, like I say, I'm not in control of that. All I'm in control is, all I can do is keep winning games and hopefully putting in good performances as well.
Would it be good for the team to have some clarity on this, though? Would that benefit the players, because they're the ones who've got to go and try and keep Sheffield Wednesday in this division?
Well, they could turn around and say, well, it's not affecting the players at the moment because they're getting results. So, like I said to the players, we can't control what goes on upstairs. All we can do is control what we do on the pitch, and credit to the players. Every one of them is working hard, and even the ones that are not in the team. And again, I looked at the substitutes that came on. They all have an effect. Sometimes it's not the team that starts is the most important. It's the team that finishes, and Keelan Lavery getting 2 goals on Saturday was fantastic. It's a great opportunity to put him on because we were 4-0 up, I think it was. Bring Hattie off because we knew we can't have Connor Wickham, rest Hattie. Give the young boy a good 25 minutes in the game, and you saw what he could do.
I don't want to keep harping on about this, but do you feel like you've proven you are the right man for this job?
Well, I think I have, yeah. I think I've done that. My brief was to get us out the bottom three. My brief was to try and get a clean sheet. My brief was to score goals. So I think I've done that. But like I say, I'll carry on doing my job to the best of my ability. And I'm pleased the chairman had confidence in me to ask me to do the job. I think with the results, I've proven that I've got the confidence and I can do the job as well.
Does a title matter? That when I spoke to the chairman on Saturday night, he suggested that, you know, you're still the same manager, you'll still continue to run this club the way that you are, whether you're caretaker manager, permanent manager, head coach, whatever.
At the end of the day, like you say, it's only titles as such. At the moment, I'm in charge of picking the team and organising the team, which I'm thoroughly enjoying, and we're getting some success from that, and long may it continue.
What has been the big difference in this run? You couldn't buy a clean sheet in the first half of the season. There were a few games when it was frustrating that you didn't get the goals. Now you've worked both out. 4 clean sheets in your last 6, scoring freely. What is the big difference there?
I think the difference is obviously you defend with 11 and you attack with 11. I think at this moment in time is that I've probably got round pegs in round holes. They're putting unbelievable shifts in. I don't like picking out players personally, but I think the midfield 4 at the moment is probably helping the back 4. And they're also helping the attacking options. On Saturday, you saw we were on the front foot against a decent lead side who were halfway up the league as such. But all credit to every player that's come in. I just think, again, it's just about confidence. I think 90% of this game is about confidence. And at this moment, we are full of confidence with 8 goals in the last 2 home games.
As frustrating as that first half of the season was, do you always feel that this club was moving in the right direction, even if the results in that first half didn't perhaps suggest that?
Well, I think we had 6-1-1 draws, or sort of 6 draws where we were leading in them games. And either the wrong mistakes made at the wrong time, either a decision that's gone against the referee's decision. So we know we weren't that far away as such, but again, we're at the stage of the season where, again, I just think at home, let's go after teams, let's get after them, because we're at the stage where we need to put points on in threes. It's a draw away from home might be good if you can get 4 points every two games, home and away, but I'd rather get at teams at home.
Managed to sign a player as well on Saturday. It was a busy day. Can you tell us about your new addition?
Yeah, well, again, I'd spoke to Stuart Holden. We had Stuart Holden on loan from Bolton, who's worked with... I'll just call him Gucci. He prefers to be called Gucci. Yeah, and speaking to Harry and speaking to Kevin Bond at Queen's Park Rangers, he's been there since October. He's behind the line a few of centre halves, decent centre halves in the Boyd Dunn and Hill and Anui, Anua. And the pleasing thing is he wants to get into the American national team for the World Cup. So he's hungry, he's keen. So the most important thing now, he's got to force his way into the team as such. Because our treatment room's been full with centre-halves as well. We've got three centre-halves in there at the moment. Two are back out training now. So again, it's having that competition. As we saw on Saturday, we went into the game with just Glenn and Miguel. But you need that competition throughout.
Yeah, that is vital, isn't it? And I bet you were a bit nervous in that second half with both on a yellow card. If either got suspended, there wasn't really anybody that you could call on, but at least you've got somebody in now.
Yeah, again, I think they need it as well. Every player needs that little bit of competition to keep them on the toes as such. But like you say, when Miguel got booked and then Glenn gets booked, you're suddenly thinking, I mean, suddenly we're 4-0 up, do you take one of them off? And I thought, well, no, at the end of the day, I wanted the boy Lavery to get on and get some football. I wanted to rest Magoma and I wanted to rest Maguire because we've got an important game against Macclesfield on Tuesday.
How sharp is Gucci? Because you've signed players this year, Wednesday, who have not necessarily needed a bit of time, haven't they? Is he going to need a bit of time to get up to 100% as well?
I think he's been on the bench five times for QPR, so that just shows he was close enough for them as such. But nothing beats playing. Nothing beats that match sharpness. You can train every day. So he will need games as such. But again, he's experienced enough and knowledgeable enough to play the position as such. Fit boy, as in he's come highly recommended from QPR. And I do know he's hungry because, like I say, he wants to go to the World Cup with America as well.
Could he feature tomorrow?
No, he can't because he wasn't registered before the original time.
But he's got some big shoes to fill, hasn't he? I mean, Roger Johnson did ever such a good job. Not necessarily suggesting that's a direct replacement, but he did so well for you and... You need that sort of strong partnership at centre-half because with Leuvens and Johnson, you certainly had it, didn't you?
It certainly did, yeah. Again, it's about the spine of your team, but Roger did a fantastic job for him. And look, it's a strange that game of football, and you look now, he's suddenly playing in the Premiership and he played in the semi-final against Manchester City. But we didn't miss Roger on Saturday. We've got six goals and we kept a clean sheet as such. And like I say, defenders get confidence from keeping clean sheets. You see a dressing room after the game, is that... The defenders are hugging and giving each other high fives because they've got a clean sheet, and the forwards are doing the opposite because they've got goals. And the pleasing thing was on Saturday we had five different goal scorers as well.
How close are you to doing any other business, whether that's players coming in, players going out, anything on the horizon there?
Yeah, we've got a couple of offers on the table, and we're just waiting for the player to give us the green light, and then obviously he'll come in and have a medical as such. So fingers crossed, a 6-0 win live on TV helps your cause to say to the player, come and see what we're doing, come and enjoy what we're doing and come and get some football as well.
Are you looking predominantly up top for a striker?
Yeah, always looking up top because, again, I think the treatment room will be eventually get out empty. We will get some defenders back out of there. We've got Giles Cope to come back, Antonio to come back. But everybody's always looking for strikers. I just watch on Sky now and people are talking about 20s and millions for centre-forwards. But that's why the centre-forwards always drive the better cars because they're highly regarded as such and the big bucks.
Everybody seems to be looking for one at the moment, in particular the clubs around you as well. But I guess that's just part of the January transfer window, isn't it? Everybody's looking for the same players.
Well, like I say, I'm one phone call away from Connor Wickham going back, so we've got big boots to fill. We've got to make sure the right person that comes in can fill them boots. Fingers crossed Connor will still be with us after the January window is shut, but if that happens, at least we've got people in place, and like I say, we're just waiting on yeses from them to finalise the deals.
How difficult will it be to keep Connor Wickham? Is that something that is likely given the way that he's playing?
Well, the pleasing thing was that I suppose that Connor didn't get player of the month I think the boy Drinkwater got it, so it keeps him under the radar as such. Connor, at the end of the day, players sell themselves, and Connor scoring goals, like I say, it's the hardest part of a game of football is scoring goals, and suddenly we've got one that is doing it on a regular basis. He's not our player, unfortunately. He's not our player. So Sunderland have every right to call him back if they want to. I've had a good conversation with Gus. Gus wasn't going to call him back in this month, but the problem is we do know that other clubs will be interested, and if they come up with the asking price that Sunderland have, whatever that price is, which I don't know, it'll be difficult to keep the boy as such. But the pleasing thing is he's enjoying his football and, like I say, scoring goals as well.
I think the fans are a little bit nervous on that one. Have there been any bids so far? Have Sunderland passed anything on to you? They've not had any offers for Connor so far?
No, again, I'm not privy to all that conversation at this moment. Like I say, I had a conversation with Gus Poyet. He's happy for the boy to play here. He's still a young boy. He's still getting valuable experience and he's still learning as well.
Hmm. In terms of Antonio and Coke, how far away are they from being back, do you think?
Antonio's probably going to be minimum 3 weeks. But again, it's difficult to put timescales on these things. And Cokie, hopefully, Cokie will be back in training before the end of the week.
How frustrating is that with Antonio? Because it seemed like he was just close to getting back in there and now a setback.
Well, it's more frustrating for him because the boy wants to play and we want him to play. And I know what he can contribute to the team. So he's been a big miss. But again, at the end of the day, unfortunately, it's part and parcel. So suddenly now he's not in my thoughts. All my effort and thoughts are on the players that can affect us and help us at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Amid all the talk of new signings and all that goes on now, I just wonder whether you think you've actually almost got new signings from within your squad when people like Chris Maguire come back and play the way that he's playing. Liam Palmer stepped up to the plate with Lewis Buxton out. Kieran Lee's come back into the team and done ever so well. Do you almost see it like that? They're like new signings, I guess, for you.
Well, credit to them, boys. They're putting in the performances. But one thing they do know is that once that treatment room start gets empty, that their position's at threat, so they need to produce. So that's what, like I said, the competition is so healthy for any football club, not just for Sheffield Wednesday, but any football club. If you can have two players for each position as such, keeping everybody on their toes, because if they know if they don't put in a performance, last thing I want to do is people become complacent and think they warrant a place just because there's... what I will do, I'll shift players around to fill in. If they're not pulling the weight, they know they'll be out of the team.
In the last six games in the Championship, you're the fifth most informed side. As much as you want to get through in the Cup, is it also this game about just keeping that momentum going?
Yeah, we're five game unbeaten. We've scored 8 goals in the last 2 home games. The pleasing thing is, I'm a great believer in playing the game in the opposition half. If we can get our goal tally up, like on Saturday, we were probably more clinical on Saturday than we have been against sort of the Blackburns and the Charltons, and even to Blackpool to an extent. So if we can send the fans home happy, whether they've enjoyed the result, but most important, they've enjoyed the performance as well.
Will you rest anybody for this game? You've had a lot of games recently.
No.
Going to keep the same, as much as you can.
As much as I can. I won't be able to play Conn, and obviously the boy Lavery can't play because he wasn't with us when we played the tie originally, but no, we'll be going for the win.
When you think back to the first match between the teams, is there anything you would have done differently in hindsight, looking back at that game?
No, I just felt, I thought for the first hour we bossed it. The only problem was we couldn't get the second goal, which I thought we thoroughly deserved with our play, but that just shows if you don't kill teams off, they've always got a chance. And then suddenly it became, we did well, we kept their crowd quiet. It was a bit of a damp squib sort of on like a cup game. But then the last 15 minutes, they went a bit more direct and got into the game. Maybe one or two of our lads just thought it was going to be an easy get last 15 minutes coasting. No, this game's got a habit of kicking you in the teeth. And in the end, I was pleased that we got in the hat with the last 15 minutes of the game.
As a manager, can you ever use the thought that, you know, I guess the rest of the country wants Sheffield Wednesday to lose this game? They want to see the FA Cup provide a bit of a shock there. Can you use that motivation at all?
No, at the end of the day, the motivation is Rochdale away in the next round and try and get as far as you can. It only comes around once a year. And the last thing you want to do is look, when you finished your career as a footballer, you want to look back and think, well, hang on a minute, I did quite well in the FA Cup. I got to this level, or semi-finals, or quarter-finals, whatever. So that's the challenge. And like I say, if the draw could be kind, it can be one of the easiest cups to get to. And at this moment, the draw has been reasonably kind. We've had Macclesfield away, and the winners of this tie tomorrow, which hopefully will be us, we'll be going to Rochdale. Difficult place to go. But again, you'll be looking next minute, you'll be having one eye on the fifth round then.
Yeah, it's an opportunity, isn't it? And if you've just got to challenge the players to sort of grasp that opportunity the same way that they've had a go in the Championship.
Well, the players were definitely up for it on Saturday against Leeds, and now they've got to get themselves, and my job is to get them up for it as well against Macclesfield tomorrow. Again, they'll be physically and tactically ready. Physically, they might be a little bit tired with all the effort and the commitment, but the same players I'm asking to go again. I don't think Macclesfield played at the weekend, so they had a bit of a rest, but it's our patch. We've got 8 goals in the last 2 games, so we'll be on the front foot.
Just to finish, what did you learn about them when you played them last time?
Honest professionals, they give 100%. A lot of the lads that have played at pro level, even Macclesfield's still full-time. But again, you just can't take anything for granted. If you don't start right, it becomes a very, very difficult game.